USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The vote is in favor of recommending criminal charges against former President Trump. That's the word coming from the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. Political reports, the committee will urge the Justice Department to pursue at least three charges against Trump for his role in the riot. They include obstruction of an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. The panel will hold its final hearing on Monday. COVID is one thing, but the regular old flu is not to be ignored. Details from Rich Johnson.
According to new estimates from the Centers for Disease Control, there have been at least 13 million flu cases this year. 120,000 were bad enough to send people to hospitals, and 7,300 people have died. And that's not counting all the other respiratory illnesses of the past months. RSV, strep, COVID, and the common cold. One expert calls it unprecedented. Others say they think the nationwide outbreak is peaking, but some regions of the USA could still experience big waves of illness into early spring.
Ford is again raising the price of the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck.
The automaker confirmed the price of the XLT 311A models will jump by $4,000 to nearly $56,000. That vehicle has a standard range battery in the base model. The F-150 Lightning Pro will also see a jump of $4,000 to a sticker price of almost $65,000. Ford is justifying this increase by saying ongoing supply chain issues and increased material costs are to blame. The price hike does not apply to vehicles already ordered by customers. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A lot of college football being played among the corporations lending their names to some of today's seven games. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl, the Lending Tree Bowl, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Pennsylvania school students, get ready to mask up.
The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after they return from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever referendum becoming a state or gain some support of independence. The bill, which passed 233 to 191, had some Republican support. The U.S. Postal Service says the deadline for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve are closing in fast. Sergio Reynoso runs a huge USPS center in North Texas and tells DFWTV it's operating at full capacity.
Today we're going to run about 250,000 on just outgoing volumes. That means volume going around the country.
The deadline for regular ground service is tomorrow, December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by Monday, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. The Postal Service is urging people to get their packages and cards mailed as soon as possible. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. New England is bracing for that winter storm that pounded Pennsylvania and New York. 9 inches of snow fell in parts of northeast Pennsylvania. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.